Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On the phone, I'm very excited about this. I'm a big fan of his podcast. I was a fan of his before he was on the old 98.7 The Fan, when he was just an intern on 620. I thought he was awesome. He got labeled the commish, and it stuck with him, and that's who will always be to the Tampa Bay area. And he has now blown up in the digital media with his podcast, Bucks Uncensored. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Justin Pawlowski. What's up, pal?
Johnny B, it's great to be on with you, and if there was ever a place for me to carry my big MF and stick, I'm down in downtown St. Pete for the Gay Pride Festival.
Perfect. I know, I'm a little upset that I can't take part. I love the Pride Week. I love Pride Festival. It's a great, great time, and I have to drive right through it to get to Bradenton for my show tonight.
Not through the crowd, though.
No.
To be clear.
No. Over them.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be on the interstate.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
Justin, it's great to have you on. I know that you're now like the go-to Bucks guy for Drew Garabo Live. So it's good that I can borrow you for Saturdays also, because this is a great week for stick carriers. And I explained earlier in the show what a stick carrier was. And it's basically somebody that is 100% truly passionate about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's somebody that is going to be the person standing up when the Bucs are on defense, and the person that is tired of our fan base being laughed upon by the masses, being considered weak. We're just a group of people that are sick and tired of the negative and people not really backing the team. And now we're uniting as a fan base. And you, my friend, are the guy that's really brought it all together. I know you like to try to, kind of ease, back up and go, look, it's not me, it's us. And I know, I get it is us. But you're the rallying call. You're the guy that's got everybody fired up. And now you, sir, you like to, look at it as like the old school movie, and of course.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, and Dirk Cutter is the godfather for a reason. And explain to the folks, in your words, because you do it the best, how the stick carrier movement really started.
All right, so it happened after the Chargers game last year. That was in the middle of the Bucs' 5-game win streak. And after the game, Dirk Cutter stood in front of his team, and he uttered the phrase, "Speak softly and carry a big mother effing stick." And I was getting ready. I do my podcast Sunday nights after each of the Bucs games, and I saw that video right before I started recording, and I was like, first off, that's my coach. Like, that's what I've been asking for since they fired John Gruden. And I knew that nobody else was going to run with it like I was going to run with it, because it fit right in with Bucs Uncensored. And it was awesome. And from that moment, that podcast, I said, anyone that listens to this podcast is considered a stick carrier, because that's what Dirk Cutter wants. He wants people that are going to speak softly. He wants the team to carry a big mother effing stick. And so from that point forward, listeners to my podcast became stick carriers. And from that point forward, the movement continued to grow. And it's grown so big over the last several months that I've been saying it, the Bucks have embraced it. Jason Light, general manager, listens to the podcast, and Dirk Cutter this week endorsed the podcast as he listens to the podcast, endorsed the movement. And they're all in. This is an amazing time for Bucks fans. And yes, it is about us, but somebody's got to be the glue. And I'm fine being the leader of that, planning parties, planning get-togethers, growing this movement. This is an inclusive movement. I want every Bucks fan to be a part of it. And I think that we continue to grow in numbers. And eventually I want the entire stadium to be considered the stick carriers, just like the dog pound, just like the black hole in Oakland. That's what we can become here in Tampa and make it a true home field advantage. And that's going to help our team win games on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable at this point that it's going to be huge, but it can be more huge. It can be, we can be the best. We can be the biggest, baddest fan base in the whole league. And it really, I would have never thought that would be possible. But now, seeing how your turnout was, and I couldn't make it out because I was on air, but your turnout for your draft party was absolutely profound. How many people showed up to a draft party? This is months before any football is being played, way before even training camp, and people are so fired up. And it's because we have reasons to be excited. We have our staff is in place, all the way from the general manager Jason Light, all the way down to special teams. We are loaded. I mean, we have everything in place for success. And now it looks like the guys that have been there through it all, the thick and thin, because you and I, born and raised in Tampa, you and I, season ticket holders forever, and we've sat in the stadium during torrential downpours when we're down by 30 to the Packers, and we stayed there and watched the game and cheered them on in some of the most horrific uniforms and coaching regimes and some of the worst times ever. But we've never, ever – turned our back on the Bucks. Guys like us, guys like Lou and Newport Richie, guys like, Mark the Mailman, all these guys that listen to the podcast that have a name that people recognize through your podcast, because the cool thing about Bucks Uncensored is you give the fans such a voice. Like, you really step aside and you take these Bucks takes and they're uncensored, and it's like sometimes it's frustration, sometimes it's just joy, but it's all everybody uniting together. And it's like we're in a big room having a party every single time. And this is what the Bucks love. This is what we've needed as a fan base to unite us. And I can't be more excited. Tell everybody, I'll let you tell everybody about Stick Carrier Takeover, because I've already got my big mother effing Stick Carrier T-shirt, and I will be there. There's no way I would miss that. I'll be coming straight here from the studio afterwards, because I do the show 3 to 6 that day, and I'll be sweaty and I'll be tired, but I don't care. And I actually have a stand-up show that night also in Sebring, so that's going to be a big day for me. Tell everybody about Stick Carrier Takeover Day at training camp.
Well, first off, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned it. Bucks Uncensored is about the fans. You know, it's not about me. I like to give my opinion, but I like to have the fans give their opinion as well. So just like you mentioned those guys locally, Lou, Mark the Mailman, Outlaw, some of the regular guys that send stuff in, we're nationwide. We're worldwide. We got people in Ireland that send in Bucks takes. Panama City, Panama, sending in Bucks takes. Javier from Panama City is flying here for this Stick Carrier Takeover of training camp for the Bucks. We're having Stick Carrier Day. It's going to be August 5th. If you thought the draft party was huge, where we had hundreds of people, we had to turn people away because we couldn't fit any more people into Sports Legends where we were having the big party at. This training camp takeover, Stick Carrier Day, August 5th at Buccaneers training camp at One Buck Place, is going to be outrageous. I mean, I'm expecting hundreds of Bucks fans to show up probably early. It's probably going to be about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to take over Buccaneer training camp. We're going to fill the stands. And if you were ever going to go to one training camp practice, and I've been to a bunch of them, and they're boring, and it's hot.
Yeah.
We're going to make it electric. We're going to do chants. We're going to cheer like it's a game, and we're going to fire those players up. We're going to fire the coach up. We're going to fire each other up. I'm super pumped. I think that is going to set the tone for the entire season when it comes to the fan base. Hard Knocks, HBO's Hard Knocks is going to be there. They're going to notice us. It's going to be a big day for this movement, and we're going to really grow this fan base, bring this fan base together, and cheer on our team to many victories this season.
Yeah, it couldn't be really set. The timing on it is so perfect to really to get it out there on a national level with Hard Knocks being there and the Bucks being on Hard Knocks. Everybody watches Hard Knocks. I just got done watching last season's. For no reason, I just watched the Rams Hard Knocks from last season just because I love the show and the way they film it. It's really done well. And now they're going to see the Stick Carriers on HBO. So all the 31 other teams, now they're on notice. Now they're like, something's going on in Tampa. They got Jameis Winston. They got Dirk Cutter. They got a defense that's starting to gel. They got a wide receiving core that could rival anything in the NFL. They're nothing to mess with, and now they got a fan base that's ready to stand up and take over that stadium for the first time maybe in the history of our entire franchise. Now they have to take notice. Now we're the real deal.
Well, we're tired of being punched in the face. You know, we're tired of being the butt of these jokes, and now it's time for the fan base. I'm not talking about the team. They're already fighting back. They went 9-7 last year.
Right.
They proved we can have a winning record. It's about the fans. Not taking any crap from those Panther fans or Saints fans or any fans across the nation. It's time we start fighting back, and it is. The timing is impeccable, not only with HBO's Hard Knocks, but this is a Buccaneer team. When you look at this roster, they are built to win now, and they are built to win for the foreseeable future. That's what Jason Light has put in place. So for a movement to be starting like this, as this team continues to win, this movement's going to continue to grow, and we're going to become unbearable to all these other franchises across the NFL. And if you, and I made reference to this, you know, FSU Twitter, and I know you got Gio on with you on nights there,
right?
PRS. Gio knows about FSU Twitter. They all rally around each other on Saturdays, on game days. If somebody says something negative about the Seminoles, it's not one person. It's the entire FSU Twitter that comes to the back of that one person to defend their team. That's what I want the stick carrier movement to be. I want it to be where if you say one thing bad about the Bucs to any Buccaneer fan, that the rest of us rally behind that one Buccaneer fan and we fight that negativity off. I think we're going to do it, and I think the times of the Buccaneer fans taking all that negativity is over. We're going to rally around each other. And we're going to build something as special off the field as they're going to have on the field.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Also, this week was the vindication. This week, and I heard it on Ira Kaufman's podcast. And by the way, download that podcast too. It's all part of the JoeBucksFan.com, which I've always been a fan of. Those guys have been around now for right around 10 years, and it's my favorite place to catch Bucks news, and of course that's how I stumbled across Ira's podcast, and of course your podcast. I knew right when it started because we're friends and I follow you. But Ira, this guy is so, there's something about Ira that you just have to love the guy. You got to love him. And his podcast is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yours drops on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So you got a full week of Joe Bucks fan entertainment between you and Ira. And and of course, you have Saturday. You have the fantasy football podcast. You have pretty. Or I believe, or is that Sunday it comes out? I don't know. I'm all bunched.
Friday is Todd Wright.
Thank you.
He's been a national radio host for a number of years. Now doing a fantasy podcast. But let me tell you this about JoeBucksFan.com. For Steve Isbeth, Lita Kemper, the guys who created Joe Bucks Fan about 10 years ago, with myself, Ira, Todd Wright, and Gil Arcia, who writes the column, what I love most about them is we're all so genuine. And I think that's why this other faction of evil Bucks media that's out there, these guys that write these negative articles, that dungeon, right, at one Buck place, they're all so negative. I don't know, they might hate their lives or whatnot. I think they hate us because we are so genuine, because we are more fan-oriented. And you know what? People are always going to be jealous of the more successful one. And quite frankly, Joe Bucks Fan is so much more successful than any of those other media outlets. And I think it's because we are all so genuine. You add in Rock Riley, who's doing videos now. You can't put a more genuine group of people who genuinely care about the Bucks and them winning than what we've got building at JoeBucksFan.com. So it's an exciting time, not only for the Bucks, but for what the guys at Joe Bucks Fan are building.
Absolutely. And Ira Kaufman, being a legend, being the sage of Tampa Bay Buccaneers information, he actually got to sit down the other day with Dirk Koetter, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that was when the real validation for the stick carriers happened. Explain to everybody, Justin, what happened and why I was screaming in my car with joy when I heard the podcast the other day.
Yeah, I got a little preview the night before. I had a sit-down with the Joes from JoeBucksFan.com, and they played that audio for me, and it fired me up. To have this, there's only 32 NFL head coaches, and I don't think we can understate this at all. For an NFL head coach to not only admit, but say that he listens often to a podcast, and loves it and loves what the fans are doing and back a movement like we have, you know, that's impressive stuff. Dirk Cutter is not going to BS anyone. I think that's why fans have grown to love him so much, is that he's genuine, much like my podcast is genuine, much like Joe Buck's fan is genuine. I think that's why they granted that interview to Ira and to Steve Isbett to JoeBucksFan.com. I think Dirk Cutter is very smart. He understands what we're doing. And to get his endorsement for my podcast and for this movement, I think speaks volumes. I think Bucks fans everywhere want to rally around what the Buccaneers are willing to endorse, what their head coach is willing to endorse. And that's why we open our arms wide open and welcome you. And the more we rally around each other in numbers, man, the more fun it's going to be. You know it, Johnny B. Wait till you see what we got at this training camp takeover. It's going to be mind-boggling.
Oh, I'm hype. I was going to text you and ask if we could bring speakers and microphones, because I'm ready to blow it up with you.
Well, I don't. I mean, personally, I don't need speakers and microphones because I am one loud SOB.
You are. I don't want to damage my golden pipes.
That's true. Well, yeah. You know, you can speak softly that day because you do have a show that you have to do.
Right.
I will be the one carrying that big vocal MF.
Absolutely. And I like to mention, like, you have Ralph's Mob over at the Rowdies. If you've ever been to one of their games,
yep.
Love those guys. They're the king of the chants and rallying the team up. You have what is it? The Thunder Sticks of Fire for the Lightning. Those guys fire the team up. Now the Bucks have the Stick Carriers, and we're guys that have been around forever. But now we're recruiting, and we're taking some of the Bucks fans that were passionate but not real passionate, and giving them a reason to really go all in and be a real true Stick Carrier. And I'm super excited about it, buddy. And today was a great podcast, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm looking, you know, like all Stick Carriers, I look forward to all of them. You can find his podcast. It's Bucks Uncensored. You can find it on iTunes and Podbean and pretty much anywhere where you could search a podcast, you can find it. iTunes is how I download it and subscribe to it. And, of course, it comes out on Joe Bucks Fan a little bit earlier than it pops up on your pod feed. And that it drops every Saturday, Monday, and Wednesday. And, of course, Ira Kaufman's podcast Tuesdays and Thursdays. Commish, is there anything else before we get out of here, pal?
No, that's fantastic. Our first party is going to be August 11th for that first preseason game. I figured the starters are only going to play two series. So after that, we're going to just drink and party all night long. So make sure you listen to the podcast for all those details.
Absolutely. Justin, appreciate it, buddy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.